just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome back to the Just a Moment Podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. In part one, we began our poetry recap from seasons 1 and 2. Now today, in part two, we'll continue with more reflections on poems that have shaped this journey. Now, if you joined us for part one, which poem stood out most to you? And if this is your first time tuning in, you're right on time for part two. I am Sean N. Graham, poet, author, speaker. It's an honor. It's an honor, not only as the host of the Jam Pod, but to share what God has placed in my heart. I pray that through these reflections, you will be both inspired and encouraged to embrace the moments that God sends your way. Don't forget that Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations is coming up on Saturday, September 27th. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will run from 8 to 9, just an hour. It's an opportunity to fellowship, to share, and to pray together. Because as Matthew 18, verse 20 states, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name," that's Jesus talking. He says, "There am I in the midst of them." Will you be joining us? Drop a prayer emoji in the comments so I know that you will be in the room. And as we continue with part two of last week's reflections, Just a Moment in Poetry, I will be sharing this first poem. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am me, created in the image of the Almighty, fashioned with love and sprinkled with grace. God's joy and His peace is smeared on my face. My Father's light shines through my eyes. The features He gave me, money couldn't buy. From the dust of this earth, our God created man. He knew how He'd make us. It was in His creation plan. Molded by His hands, the potter shaped this clay. He knew exactly what I would look like today. "Fearfully and wonderfully made," said He. He had no doubt what His masterpiece would turn out to be. God made me beautiful. God made me me. He made me in the image of the Almighty. So yes, I am beautiful. I am me, created in the image of the Almighty. I am beautiful. Have you looked in the mirror lately? Do you know that you were beautifully made in God's image? Take a look. Tell me what you see. Tell me what you see. The next poem that I'll be reflecting on is
Your gifts, don't suppress them. Use them. What has God given you? Don't suppress them. Use them. Lord, what do you see when you look at me? The gifts, the talents, the given abilities. How do I use them? I've wondered out loud, and the response just seems to come from the clouds. One over the other, do I walk in fear? One over the other, oh, do I dare? Which do I highlight? Which gets to sit down? Lord, please help me get over this frown. Look at the body, he says. Take note of its members. They all work together. This you must remember. You will get the best out of the body as a whole as you walk through life. Make this your goal. Use all your gifts, your talents, and the abilities you've been given. It makes more fulfilled this life you've been living. Don't just use one or a part. Use them all. Please, don't suppress them. Use them. Don't suppress them. Use them. What gift has God given to you that you have been sitting on? This is a call to action. Stop suppressing your gifts. Stop putting one up or using one and letting the other sit down. Don't suppress them. Use them. Use them. If you're tuning in for the very first time, welcome to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. I pray that you find value in what is shared in this space and that my thoughts connect to your heart. New episodes are available every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. Wherever you may listen, RSS, YouTube, Amazon, Audible, check out the Just a Moment podcast. And if you have already subscribed, thank you for doing so. If not, I invite you to take that step today. And while you're at it, hit that notification bell so you will never miss a new episode. I want you to share how this season of poetry has encouraged you. And also let me know which poem or reflection has been lingering in your mind long after you have listened. As we continue to reflect on Just a Moment in Poetry, the next poem I'll be sharing is titled, You Were Here Before We Got Here. And this poem talks about God being here from the beginning, walking us through this journey of life, beside us, in all of the Just a Moments that we have. You were here before we got here. You were here before we got here. In the stillness of the night, creating sun and moon and stars by your power and wondrous might. You were here before we got here. As twilight turns to day, clearing the path as you prepared us for whatever may be in the way. You were here before we got here, calling us by name, endowing us with gifts and saying, as I've loved, go and do the same. You were here before we got here, knowing our end from the beginning. You knew who'd go. You knew who'd stay, but still you say, in me, you'll always be winning. You were here before we got here. You've never left, I know. And after all we've said and done, Oh, Father, you still love us so. You were here before we got here. God was here before we got here. He went ahead of us to catch us when we fall, to help us when we fail. Isn't that comforting? Isn't that comforting to know that God is always by your side, by my side, knowing our end from the beginning? He knows our written story. And even though sometimes we go through life, he sees. We're going to go into this next poem that's titled, It Was Time. It was time. It was time to see you smile. Though your eyes glistened with tears, heart held captive by the pain of longing for the one who had surrendered and flown away. It was time to hear your voice, spewing words softly, though barely above a whisper, yet causing my breath to halt for a moment. Awed by the enchantment hanging in mid-ear. It was time to hold your hand just to show you that I am near. A shoulder you can lean on so that you can breathe. Inhale, exhale, again and again. Though the mysteries of the day are yet to unravel. Time, swept up in the confusion of the unknown. It was time, or so I thought, to break free from skepticism and bask in the realities of today and kiss the newness of it all. Yes. It was time to embrace reality for what it was, or for what it is. Beaming with the knowledge of surrender and basking in the abandonment of the unknown. Yes, it was time. The freshness of freedom, undefined, not encapsulated, but is that rhythm that keeps on beating, dancing to the beat of your own drums, embracing the now. Yes, it was time. Be encouraged and be reminded of the love of the Father toward us. We are His prized possession. He chose us, the one who is the center of our existence. And He wrote our story. It was time. God's reminder, again, that He's holding our hands, that He's giving us a new day to smile, to look up. It was time. It was time to walk in the freedom that God is allowing us. And as we run into this poem called Liberty, bells are ringing. And as we are reminded that we keep ourselves bound sometimes, but God is saying, free yourself from yourself. Liberty bells are ringing. Can you hear them? Liberty bells are ringing. Liberty bells are ringing. Freedom calls, I hear them. But when will we be free? Only when we free ourselves from ourselves. Our doubts, our fears, our past, our tears. All these we'll have to shed like leaves in winter, and then like spring, the rebirth process within us can begin. Signs of life once again, no pain, but instead, fresh and fruitful thoughts. We dream of dreams, aspiration ringing in our heads vigorously. We yearn for goodness, for God's blessings and deliverance. And so we cry out, oh God, deliver me. Deliver me from what I think I cannot see. Deliver me, oh God, from what I think I cannot be. You have placed your greatness on the inside of me. You said I am above God and not beneath. Let me not be contained, Lord. Let me not be restricted. Let me walk in your fullness, Lord, for I have been gifted. Free me, oh God, from my thoughts and my emotions. Let me take this walk in victory as you grant me my portions. Liberty bells are ringing. Freedom calls, I hear them. But when will we be free? Only when we free ourselves from ourselves. Liberty bells are ringing. Can you hear those freedom calls to you, to free you, from your doubts, from your fears, from your past, from your tears? Liberty bells are ringing. Freedom calls, I hear them. But when will we be free? Only when we free ourselves from ourselves. Ah, I hope you heard that. And I hope that sparked change on the inside of you. Run on and see what this race is gonna be. And the last poem in this reflective moment, just a moment in poetry. The last poem that I'll be sharing is titled, Just a Moment, the essence of this podcast, a charge to embrace life every day moment. Just a moment. Just a moment to taste the newness of life. A moment to recognize that yesterday was survived, embracing every minute and the seasons we have. For despite life's challenges, there's always a moment to be glad. A moment sometimes to shed some tears. A moment sometimes to laugh the world away. Some moments to remember and some to forget. And some to just stay in the not now or the not yet. In some of these moments, life knocks you off your feet. Some moments can be bitter and some moments can be sweet. But what you do with a moment is really up to you. From what it brings before you, you will get to choose. So utilize every moment that life sends your way. Don't live for tomorrow. Take a hold of your today. Live every moment as if it were your last. Get on life stage and be a part of its cast. A moment gone can never be retrieved. So live appreciating life's gifts that you have received. Let's use every moment to capture the essence of life. Let's savor every flavor, every bite, every slice. Remember, all we have are just moments. Forever, they don't last. Sometimes we get to see them as a blast from the past. no way to go back and remake them again. So we've got to appreciate the gift in the day that we have been given. Take hold of your moments. I am taking a hold of mine. Embrace the days you've been afforded. Never waste the time. We can't live in yesterday since it's already gone. So let's turn yesterday's challenges into today's stepping stones. We see the shortness of the hour, the constant ebb and flow of life. Today we might be riding those high waves, and yet tomorrow we may be stranded because of those low tides. So you see, it's really just the moment. The good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. Yes, all we have is just the moment. Let us go ahead and live our dreams. For time does not stand still. It won't wait for you. It won't wait for me. We should release all of our inhibitions and become who God created us to be. For all we get is just a moment. Just a moment. Are you willing to embrace the every just a moment that God sends your way? The every just a moment that you have been afforded. Take a hold of your moments. I am taking a hold of mine. Which of these poems spoke to your heart the loudest? And why? Share with us. Is there a line, a phrase, or even a single word from one of these poems that you still carry with you? And here's a question for you again. Do you write your own poetry, your prayers, or journal entries? Share a piece with me, share a thought with me. I'd love to highlight your words on the Jam Pod in the future. Yes, many of these poems will be included in my upcoming poetry collection, while others can be found in Be Inspired Again, Poems, Prose, Praise, and Prayers. I hope you were enlightened. I hope you were encouraged. And I hope the poetry shared sparked something on the inside of you. I am so excited. Yes, to remind you about the Just a Moment in Prayer 31-day prayer journal ebook that will be dropping this month. And this journal includes daily scriptures for reflection. It includes a written prayer to guide your focus each day, and also a prompt that invites you to respond in your own words, in your own words. And starting October 1st, we'll begin the 31-day prayer challenge together, journaling as a community. Yes, let us know if you will join the challenge. Just leave us comment a prayer emoji. Let us know that you are in. We've now reflected on poems across both seasons 1 and 2. And as we move forward, we'll begin preparing to close out season 2 and step into a new chapter together. Stay tuned for more encouragement, more reflections, and more moments in the episodes ahead. Until next time, I want you to laugh, to sing. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in. And don't forget to put God first in all that you do. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to whom God created you to be and to become. I am your host, Sean N. Graham, and I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, The Jam Pod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast.